Hello and welcome to a special edition of Shoes Off Inside. I am here in San Francisco at this amazing Commonwealth Club. I just participated in this incredible event celebrating Asian women, put on by Asians Are Strong. That's why I'm here. But I'm joined by Kelly Hu, my co-host, who is in Atlanta, of course, because she is shooting her show, BMF. But look at you. You're all glammed out for the Oscars, because that's why we're here. We're having an Oscar viewing party together with all of these other folks who are going to be streaming in soon. Kel, how are you?
Yes. I'm great. I can't wait to see these Oscars.
I know.
Super, super excited this year.
Well, because why
are you that excited about the Oscars? But this year is special.
Well, let's talk about why it's special, right? I mean, this could be history in the making tonight with Everything, right? Everywhere, All at Once. 11 nominations, right? Including Best Actress, Michelle Yeoh, Best Supporting Actress, Stephanie Hsu, and Jamie Lee Curtis, Best Supporting Actor, Ki-Hui Kwan, Best Picture, Best Director. I mean, it goes on and on. But the history part, of course, is that if Michelle Yeoh wins, she would be the first Asian actress to ever win an Oscar.
So exciting. I mean, well, and wait, have we had an Asian actress win supporting actress?
Supporting actress, yes.
Who was that? When?
You know what? I knew you were going to ask me that, and of course I don't know her name, but she won
But you're the all-knowing everything.
I know. I didn't do my homework. She won a long time ago, though. It's a long time ago. It's been decades, right? And then other nominations have kind of fallen by the wayside. So this truly would be historic if Michelle Yeoh wins. Now, I think she's going to win. What do you think?
I think so, too.
Right?
I think she's going to win. I really think Ki-Hui is going to win. Yeah. I mean, they've been sweeping all the other awards, right? If there's any indication.
Well, you heard this stat, right? That now Everything Everywhere All at Once is a movie that has won the most awards in history. The most
already.
Awards already. They surpassed
even
Lord
before.
Of the Rings. No. Even before the Oscars. So they've won more awards now of any movie in history.
That's
what's
so amazing.
Phenomenal. Yeah, an all-Asian cast indie movie came out of nowhere, and they've surpassed Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's the unbelievable part about all of
this. I would like to know the budget difference between those two movies.
Yeah, probably like $1 billion difference or something like that. But yeah,
right?
it just goes to show. This is why we talk about these issues, right? It just goes to show that Asians in movies, in Hollywood, with these interesting storylines, they can make money. These projects mm-hmm. and these movies can make money, right? So stop thinking that we have to be pigeonholed and play certain kinds of roles. This movie has now proven that these really whacked out themes, you know, of this multiverse, it can be done with an all-Asian cast.
Do we know how much money this movie has made so far?
Why do you keep on asking me questions that I don't know the answers to?
Because I always think you know everything.
Wait, I think it's like over $200 million at least, for sure. But
okay.
Somebody Google it out there. Somebody, how much?
Don't we have a team? Do we have a team of people?
Okay.
Just
okay.
You and
somebody,
I.
we have some audience members who are, it's going to get more crowded because people are trickling in from the other event that we were just at. But somebody in the audience just told me that the actress, the supporting actress in Minari, she won or she was...
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Okay.
No.
Oh, yes, of
happened.
Course. Oh, my God. How
just
could
happened.
I forget that? Yes. The Korean actress.
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay. Gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm so shameful of my people. Like, I totally forgot about her.
I totally forgot,
in Minari.
You
that's
and I
right.
both.
She won for Minari, but that was it. Why did I think
okay.
it was like decades ago? Oh, my God. I'm like so... Wait, look at you with the thingy on your forehead. There's an audience what? Member who has the like the eye thing from EEO, the movie. That's awesome.
Oh.
That's, so he just came in costume. Okay, so we have a few minutes.
I didn't realize it was a costume party. That's
well,
awesome.
It's whatever people wanted to do. I mean, I have my
hey, support.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, so let's go back to what's
going
to happen at the Oscars. So we think that Michelle Yeoh is going to win. We think Ki-Hui Kwan is going to win. It's going to be a toss-up between Jamie Lee and Stephanie for Best Supporting Actress. The mm-hmm. movie, the movie is a favorite, right, to win Best Picture. The Daniels will most likely maybe win director, right?
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing.
And then screenplay. I mean, there again, there's 11 nominations we're talking about.
That is absolutely crazy. And yeah. Is it the most nominations that a movie's ever had
no,
in the
it's
Oscars?
No, I don't think it's the most nominations. Don't make shit up, Kelly. You're starting to make shit up now. No, it's not the most nominations, but it's up there. It's up there. But Kelly, from an acting perspective, this is what I want to know. I mean, the Oscars, even though a lot of people say the Oscars and awards don't matter anymore, the Oscars still has that sort of gravitas. I mean, people do still care, right?
I think people try to pretend that they don't care anymore, but I think people still do. I think, you know, that there is still some honor and,
it's recognition.
I think so. I think so. Yeah. I mean, we would all like to think that we are cooler than that, that we don't care about recognition and any of that. But when it comes to representation, I think it still matters.
It still matters. And that's why Michelle Yeoh in every interview has said she's gotten very emotional about what this means. She's like, this award is not just about me. It's about representing all Asians and girls and women who look like me, who thought that this was never possible, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the significance of tonight. I mean, no pressure, my God, but I think this, there's a very good chance that it's gonna happen, and man, are we gonna celebrate tonight. See, people are starting to trickle in from the other events, so we got some more. No, shut up. Okay, the
what?
Guy, oh my God. Another audience member has the hands. The hot dog hands. Okay, that is classic. That is seriously, you totally are prepared. This is awesome. Okay,
that is so great.
Guess what?
Clap
the show,
with those hands.
Oscars is about to start, so we are going to sign off for now, but tonight is all about celebrating, so we're going to be weaving in and out of the show during commercial breaks. And just partying it up and having fun. So, Kelly, I'll see you in a bit. Here we go.
Okay.
The show starting. Welcome, welcome. Yay. Okay, so obviously we just got the first, you know, award that we thought maybe Turning Red would win, but that didn't happen. Oh, well. But it was a great film if you haven't seen it. Kelly, your thoughts so far? I mean, that was actually a long sort of monologue and intro to the show, wasn't it? But I learned a couple things.
Yeah, so, there was quite a bit of information.
Yeah.
I see myself right now as the great wizard looking down on everyone.
I know. So everyone, Kelly Hu is joining us because some of you came in a little bit later. She's joining us from Atlanta because she's shooting her series BMF there. Yeah. So, but she got all glammed out for us because she knew this was an Oscar viewing party.
Well, sort of.
Sort of upper half, bottom half, what? PJs?
My bottom half is still in sweats. I'm okay. Going to have to admit it.
You're allowed. Anyway, okay, so they were saying that Avatar, the budget was $2 billion. $2 billion. We were talking before the Oscars started. Remember, we said how much was the budget for Everything Everywhere All at Once? It was probably like, you know, one thousandth of that or something. $108 million for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Oh, $25 million. Okay, $25 million to make Everything Everywhere All at Once, and now it has won more awards than any movie in history. That's incredible. Yeah, it surpassed Lord of the Rings. Yes.
That is amazing.
So again, I mean, this little movie that could is pretty incredible. So I think this is going to be a big night. I think that's what we're all hoping for. That's why we're here, to try and
Fingers
celebrate.
Crossed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, what else did I learn? Did you guys see the movie Elvis? Did you see the movie Elvis?
I did.
I got to say, Austin Butler was amazing as Elvis.
Amazing.
Do you guys
agree?
Yeah. I mean, he became Elvis. So I think he's probably going to win tonight.
I think so too. I think he did such a great job. You know, I was just at Graceland last year when I was filming BMF. I had a little bit of time off and I drove to Graceland, which was only like 5.5 miles hours away from Atlanta. And just, you know, what I had seen there and all the video footage, and it just brought back so much. I was such a fan of Elvis growing up, you know, listening to all his stuff and seeing all his movies. And I feel like Austin did such an amazing job, really.
He became Elvis. He really did. So that's
the
that's
only thing he something. Didn't get was big.
Well, right. Yeah, exactly. He didn't get as big as Elvis. But Brendan, speaking of big, Brendan Fraser became very big for his role in The Whale, which, again, he's been winning a lot of the Best Actor awards as well. So we'll see who walks away tonight with that trophy. It's going to be probably one of those two in terms of who walks away with Best Actor. We're coming back to the show, but that's okay. We'll quickly look at this.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Okay, well, now we're going to go back to the show, and we'll come back on the other end of the commercial.
And the Oscar goes to... Keyway Cole.
Kee-Hui Kwan made his big screen debut in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and played Data in The Goonies. He holds a film degree from the USC School of Cinematic Arts and has worked as a stunt coordinator and assistant director.
And the Oscar goes to...
Jamie Lee Curtis!
Jamie Lee Curtis made her big screen debut in the horror classic Halloween. 45 years later, she was an executive producer on the final installment, Halloween Ends.
So, Kee-Hui Kwan and Jamie Lee Curtis. Woo!
Oh my God!
Yes,
I don't even know if I'm done crying yet.
I know I was totally bawling. Were you guys crying? I mean, you know, every time Kee-Hui gets an award and makes a speech, it is so emotional. He's like genuinely overcome with gratitude. Like, that's what I love him. You've worked with him, Kelly.
Not only did I work with him, I met him before we even worked together. So I was at a friend's apartment and this guy comes in and he's talking and I said, wait, I think I know you. And he goes, no, you don't know me. And I said, no, I think I know you. He goes, no, you don't know me. And I was like, really? And then somebody whispered to me, that's the guy from Goonies. And I was like, oh, but that happened to him all the time.
And this was when
like everybody always thought they knew him because they knew him as a little kid. Everybody saw Goonies. Everybody saw, you know, Indiana Jones. And then I got to work with him in Finding Ohana. And he was just the nicest guy in the world. I mean, just so sweet, you know, talking about how he had just been cast for the first time. And you know, it was so sweet to be able to work with him because it was like a sort of a movie that was sort of like a Goonies, right? Yeah. So, and he was talking about not having worked for 30 years, and I couldn't believe his story. And now to see him,
it's amazing.
Winning an Oscar.
Yeah. No, yes. It's a fairy tale.
And it couldn't happen
story.
To a nicer guy.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a fairy tale story where you know, you can't make this up, right? It sounds like a movie. It sounds like a Hollywood story that's made up, but it's really for him, and to hear that he's such a nice person. I met him once too last year, and he was genuinely a true blue, like just down to earth, sweet, very emotional. I gave a speech and he cried. And he said, oh my God, you made me cry. And he gave me the biggest hug. He was so real. He's so real. So every tear that you see, you know, everything that he says, I mean, again, I don't know him that well, but I can tell it's like coming from the heart.
How much amazing. Do you love that he said, my journey started on a boat?
Yes. Right? The immigrant story.
Wow.
The immigrant story, right?
Right?
He was a refugee, and he came to this country trying to seek a better life, and now he's an Academy Award winner. That's incredible. That's truly amazing.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And then Jamie Lee Curtis, let's talk about that for a second. She's never been nominated, and this is her first Oscar. She comes from Hollywood royalty, right? Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh were her parents. And she's been in this business for 60-plus years, and this is her first time. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. Imagine the shoes. I mean, what you have to follow, right? Having parents who are both so successful.
Yeah, exactly.
And she has always... I've heard nothing but great stories about her.
She's
I've
real.
Always heard how sweet she is, like how real she is. I mean... I'm so happy for both of them.
Yeah.
And how exciting was it that we had two Asians in the category of
Best Supporting Actress? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's
two Asian women.
Well, exactly. That's worth cheering because this Oscars, there have been more Asian nominees than ever before. It's really record-breaking, so it's incredible. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so before we go back to the show, any thoughts? Because we have a mic. Anyone want to share their thoughts about like what just happened or what's going on? Or yes, over there. We have a hand up over there. By the way, the show is coming back on. Hold your thought. Hold your thought until next. Yeah, we're back. Hey, how's everyone doing? Yeah, okay. So for those of you who came in a little bit late, the reason why we're doing this viewing party, it was obviously to celebrate the Oscars off the back of Asians Are Strong event that we just had over at the Ferry Building. And this, which was a huge success. Hudson, where are you? This is a special episode that we will release after we record this of Shoes Off Inside, which is a show that Kelly Hu and I and Tamlyn Tomita, who couldn't join us tonight because she is traveling, host. And it's all about celebrating Asian Americans, women, our power, the issues that we care about. Like an episode that we just dropped just this past week was all about menopause.
And wait, you're scaring the guys.
I know. Don't leave.
Don't be scared.
No, but these are things that we want to talk about openly and also break the stereotypes of Asian women, you know, that we're not submissive, we're not weak, we're not, you know, sort of hiding in a corner. We're loud, we're proud, we can be, you know, pretty, yes, we can be very aggressive at times, you know, if need be. So we want to say that's not the stereotype. We're not that stereotype. Right, Kelly?
Absolutely. I don't know a quiet Asian woman.
Yeah, exactly. We are coming out of our shells. So so there was somebody who wanted to make a comment. Are you still wanting to? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's loud. Hi, my name is Spencer. I am 23 years old. And just seeing all the recognition and support that Everything Everywhere All at Once has gotten tonight I literally have chills on me. The first time I watched it, I watched it with my little sister, Sam, here. And we had no idea like how good this movie was. We just knew that there was Asian people in it. So we were like, yeah, why not? And I remember just as soon as those credits rolled and just thinking that everything has changed. I'm a filmmaker myself.
Director.
We're a film directing collective, Lucky Rabbit Pictures. And this movie is... this movie, we literally bonded over this movie about everything, about how we saw Asian characters. And the movie is not about being Asian. It's about how to be just in this moment and to be there for each other and to be kind. And it became the epitome of everything that we want to make. And I had never really cared about the Oscars. But tonight just feels different.
And yes, exactly.
The fact that, like, I hope... I mean, from what it seems like right now, it seems like we got to get the brooms out to sweep. But I hope that, this night, really, I never grew up thinking that we could ever make movies because of, you know, the way that my family came from restaurants, from teachers. And tonight, I hope that just the fact that this movie is doing what it's done, it makes me believe that we can be there 10 years from now.
That's why yes.
Thank you.
That's why representation matters. That's why representation matters. Okay, let's go back to the show.
I think here to perform, this is the life. From everything, everywhere, all at once. Please welcome Sun Lok's Stephanie Hsu and Academy Award winner, David Byrne.
That performance, because you know what, it's just, it was wacky, it was out there, just like the movie, and it's again dispelling this myth that Asians are so like in control and we don't, you know, we don't think out of the box and we, you know, we're quiet, and this, it's just, I love the quirkiness of all of this that this movie represents. It's fabulous.
It's Stephanie Hsu, who was just in the audience like a few minutes before, had to run backstage and get dressed and warm up her voice and be ready to perform in front of all a billion people. I mean,
She's great.
And I hope that we see her on this stage over and over and over. Have you seen her audition tape that
yes,
came out?
The one that went viral.
When the one
she
that went viral?
Auditioned for the movie. Do you guys know what Kelly's talking about? There's an audition video, and she is so brilliant in this audition. It's no wonder she got the part. But
she is touched.
She
seriously
is. She's so talented. Did you guys? You know, she was in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Loved her in that.
Right? She's great in that, right? And that's when I first discovered her. And then she, of course, was in Everything Everywhere All at Once. She has a long career ahead of her, without a
right?
doubt.
Right, she's quite young, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah,
she's,
no, she's
we're going to be seeing a lot of her on this stage, I am sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's what the guy was saying earlier about the fact that he's finally seeing himself on screen, you know, after all these years of trying to make films and not seeing that. Kelly, you've been doing this for decades. So you
decades.
Have been acting since before. I know, look, we talk about how old we are. So.
Yeah, when dinosaurs were still roaming the earth.
But we do admit we're trailblazers in our industries as Asian women. So for you, you know, that deserves a round of applause for Kelly because
thank you.
Yeah,
I don't...
You started when it wasn't, like, there weren't that many. You and
Tamlin. There were, like, three of us.
Yes. You and two of you are on the show, you know? I mean, like, you and Tamlin. So that it's a very,
it's true.
It was very
there
different
was,
back then.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It was a different era. But there, you know, let's not forget there were amazing actresses before us as well, who were, you know, performing in even more difficult time. I mean, the Anna Mae Wong story is phenomenal. I just love her.
Yeah.
Absolutely love her.
We did a show on her. Yep. And James Hong. James Hong in
James
Everything.
James Hong.
I mean,
that's been around since the dinosaurs. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
And he's played my father a few times. And he's never been a leading man.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was never seen that way, you know? I mean, he said his first film was with Clark Gable, right? So he's been around a long time, and he's seen a lot of shit, and he's been treated like shit. So yeah, it's great to see that he's doing well now too.
All right, everybody.
Okay, that was a little teaser. I think we're still in a commercial.
He finally got his star on Hollywood, though. He got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Good
and
for him.
And did you know that Daniel Day-Kim was really pushing for that? I think he started the petition to get his star, James Hong, a star. So he finally did get that, like, very recently. Well deserved. Yes, thank you.
Talk about deserved. A trailblazer. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he shared a story recently saying that he was playing some, like, you know, houseboy, you know, in a movie way back when. And the actor who was playing Charlie Chan, you know, he was a British actor. So he had his eyes taped and, you know, all the makeup. He was so uncomfortable. He was very annoyed and very irritated. I guess James Hong messed up one line, you know, and this guy ripped him a new one and got him fired. Right.
This wow.
Is a, yeah, this is a white actor playing an Asian guy, ripping into the Asian guy, right, who is barely seen, and he screws up his one line, and he gets fired. So that the times, thank God, have changed, but you know we still have some way to go, right? So okay, we're gonna go back to the show for the time being. Would anyone else like to talk or share or anything while we're in this commercial break? Any stories of filmmaking? Yes, over here. Right over here.
Oh, Mike, thank you.
Or you can also ask questions.
When I was a kid in San Francisco Public Schools, we got invited to this movie that we not had any idea what it was, but it was this great little sequel to Indiana Jones, and it had this tiny little kid that I totally associated with, and it was just tremendous. And then I guess it was like a year ago where I got invited with a lot of people to go see this movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, at the Kabuki, and with my friend Danny Souter. It was just this tremendous experience. And to see the same actor and like his journey, it was just, as someone who grew up in the city and just lived like all the challenges of being an Asian American, all through these years in San Francisco and California and the United States, it's just such like a big, like overwhelming thing. And maybe I was crying a little bit, but yeah. Other people were crying.
That's okay. There's a lot of tears that have been flowing, you know, over this movie and what it signifies. So I think it's definitely okay to be emotional about everything. Thank you so much for sharing that.
From the film RRR, this is Natu Natu.
I know, Kelly, you like bourbon, don't you, and whiskey?
Yeah, I'm a bourbon girl.
Oh,
but wait,
geez.
Can we just say something about that musical number?
Yes.
That was amazing.
My question is, have you seen RRR?
No.
No, see, no. I haven't either. Who has seen RRR? Yes. Hudson, you're the one who sent me the clip. He sent me a clip of RRR. He's like, this shit is crazy. Like, it was a scene with, like, tigers flying and, like, elephants flying. And, like, there's nothing that Bollywood thinks is impossible. That's what I love about Bollywood movies, right? Anyway,
yeah.
Okay.
They're crazy.
So, yeah, they are.
And the amount of energy it took for that choreography, and those guys were not even breathing heavy at the end. Did you notice that? I cannot be the only one that noticed
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I know. So that was a brilliant, brilliant performance for sure. And I hope they win, because I think they won. Did they win the Golden Globes for Best Song?
I think so.
I think they may have won the Golden Globes for Best Song. So it was a little bit of a surprise. So they're definitely in contention. Yeah, great. All right. So, would you like to say something? Is there a mic floating around somewhere? Hang on one second. Michelle is running over to you right now.
Is that our Michelle?
Yes, it's our Michelle.
You mentioned Anna May Wong in the last segment. And
yes.
There's a series called Hollywood. And she doesn't have the major role, but she has a significant role as you know, historically, so to speak, or let's just put historical in quotes. yeah. but it's worth watching.
It's called Hollywood.
It's called Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
okay. It's on what network?
I'm never sure. I just grab what comes to me. But
okay,
okay.
But it deals with a whole bunch of minorities that are didn't do well in the old Hollywood.
Yeah, and, well, they were invisibilized, right? Yeah. And that's what's astonishing about her story is that even back then, she was able to make a name for herself and really stand out from the crowd, even with all the challenges that she faced, right? And the fact that she's getting recognition on a quarter and, you know, being the first Asian American ever put on any kind of U.S. currency, that's pretty amazing as well. But she was a badass. She was the original Asian badass female, for sure.
Yeah.
So, huge kudos to her, and thank you for making that suggestion, because I don't think enough people know about her true story of her life. Yeah.
Yeah, she was incredible.
Netflix. It's on Netflix. Okay, thank you.
Oh, good to know.
Don't you love Google? Just Google everything. Yeah, exactly. Who else? Anyway, over here, yes. Oh, I love all this audience participation. This is so fun.
Hi, everybody.
I love it.
My name is Bayard, San Francisco native.
Yeah.
What impressed me about today, and women are strong today, Asian women are strong, is that my great-grandpa came in 1905 at 28. He had a contract to be a cook for a family in Pacific Heights. And growing up, I saw Hop Sing, I saw Kato. Even though I didn't quite understand Japanese and Chinese were not the same, but, you know, it was like he was my hero. And, you know, I was really saddened over the decades. Michael Chan was playing tennis,
yep.
And then Jeremy Lin, I became a fan, instant fan. But we never really saw a family depicted on television or in movies demonstrating a Cantonese family setting, as far as I can remember. So I think that I'm so proud that all of you are here lifting, speaking up. Asian women are strong. Asian
yes.
men are strong. Let's all be strong together with all of our groups to make America a stronger America. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Oh, look.
That was great.
Here is Janet Yang. Let's go to the show.
Score.
Okay, we are back.
Williams make
hey,
Oscar
I want to give a shout out because I think we need to recognize the fact that we're at the Commonwealth Club here in San Francisco. What a fantastic venue. I've never been here. And the production quality and what they are able to do here is extraordinary. So I want to thank the Commonwealth Club. I want to thank Matt Dorsey, who's the supervisor here. He's the guy with the hot dog hands. I mean, you're in it to win it. Yeah. So thank you so much. So appreciate the fact that you're hosting us. And you guys have to know that we kind of put this together at the very last minute. So the fact that they pulled this together for us is really miraculous. And when you're in production, it's not an easy thing to do. So there's guys back there working this job right now, too. So Mark and Spencer, thank you so much, guys, also. But Kelly, you brought up a good point about Janet Yang. She's the Asian woman who came up on stage. Most of you might know who she is, but we should talk about the significance of her role and how that kind of shattered the ceiling as well for the Academy, right? I mean, she's the first
right.
Asian female president of the Academy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Janet is a producer. She produced back in the day Joy Luck Club. Yeah. I actually knew Janet before she did Joy Luck Club because she used to work with Oliver Stone. And when I did the movie The Doors, she was working with Oliver Stone, and she was in that party scene for the Andy Warhol party. And so I remember seeing her on set, and she was just kind of being an extra, like just kind of fun, you know, being at the party. But she was a producer. She was working with Oliver. And, you know, there's so few Asians. I remembered her specifically because I was like, oh, look, there's an Asian woman. And I didn't even get to talk to her, but I remembered her face and I remembered her. And years and years later, when we finally got to meet, like, you know, in an office setting and whatnot, I was like, I remember you from that party, you know, when we did the movie, The Doors, because there were no Asian people in Hollywood, you
wow.
know? even behind the camera, it was really hard to find. So if you see one, you always remember them. You would always notice
it's
them.
It's the only other one. Wait, Kelly, I just learned something new about you. I didn't know you were in The Doors.
Yeah, The Doors? I played Dorothy Manzarek.
What?
Yes.
I love that movie. Who saw The Doors? With Val Kilmer.
With Val Kilmer.
Wow.
Yeah, that was so epic.
That was an epic movie, and he was so good in that. I had no idea you were in that movie. See, these are things I'm learning about my co-hosts. I did not know this. And, of course, Tamlyn Tamita, who couldn't join us, the other co-host, she was in Joylet Club, and she played Waverly.
Right.
Now, there is the rumor that they're going to do a sequel to the Joylet Club. Yes, we've heard this rumor. It has not been confirmed. Apparently, they're working on the script. So we'll see. And if it happens, the rumor is that the old cast would come back as mothers, and then it would be the next generation. Yes, right? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes.
Stay tuned for that. Okay, let's go back to the show. Hey, listen, I want to do another shout out because without her, this actually would not have happened. And she is our producer of the show, Shoes Off Inside, Michelle Miao. And she is part of the Commonwealth Club, too. So that's why she was able to pull this all together at the very last minute. So, Michelle, are you in the room? Are you? Oh, yeah. I'm giving her the shout out and she's not even here. Anyway, she's amazing. She's part of the LGBTQ community. She's an activist. She's very vocal. She is a leader. And so I love the fact that she is a bold, strong Asian woman activist, you know, in this community. And we're lucky to have her as a producer, so I'm very thankful that she actually made this work out for us at the Commonwealth Club. So, of course, she's not hearing any of this, right? There she is, Michelle.
Yes, she is.
Yay!
She went to the bathroom.
Yeah, she was able to pull this all together. Michelle, share a few words with us.
Oh, share a few words.
Yeah. Hello. You do this all the time.
What can I say?
Too.
I can also add my own shameless plug. You know, I do a program here at the Commonwealth Club. It is social justice with an intersectional lens. And so Supervisor Matt Dorsey will be one of our program guests coming up. Yes?
Hey.
Yes? So if you're interested, you can head on to the website, but the floor is yours. All I can say is it's been an honor to work with May, Kelly, Tamlyn. I'm out of breath because I had to go get pizza downstairs for the rest of our staff, but that's what we do.
Exactly.
As Asian people is we take care of
other. It's the producer. Producers' roles, and Kelly, you can speak for this too. It's producers do so much of the work and they get no credit. Like they are the behind the scenes support system. Without producers, movies wouldn't get made. TV shows wouldn't happen. Journalists wouldn't be able to be out in the field and do the work that we do without our producers. So they are the unsung heroes for sure in all businesses. Kelly, I'm sure you can agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's only so much that we can do to help, help get Asian Americans out there, right, in film and television. Really, it starts with the writers, the producers, you know, the people who create the projects, like that 23-year-old filmmaker, you know, the audience. Yeah. It starts with you guys. And that's what helps us as Asian actors to be able to get out there and be seen.
Yeah.
And the one last thing I will add, it is a dream as a young queer Asian woman to be standing in platform with these incredible award-winning actresses and journalists. So thank you. Thank you for opening the doors for us, too.
Oh, we scored big time with you, for sure.
That's why we do it. That's why we do it, you know? I mean, I'm not going to leave this fucking earth, like, having not done anything for other people and, like, to elevate our voices and our community. That's why we do this. Kelly, who has to leave us because... You have a really early call time.
I do. I have a very early call time. But can I just say, I mean, so far, I am impressed. I feel like the word that best describes the Oscars this year is diversity, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much representation. All And it's the amount of foreign films in all of these categories that are being represented. It's amazing. I don't think I've ever seen that many foreign films being nominated. Foreign language films.
Right. I mean, the year that Parasite won, that was when they both won the foreign language film and the best picture, right? So that was a breakthrough. So, yeah, no, it is. The diversity, but here's the thing. There are no female directors that were nominated, so that was not good.
Oh.
That was not good, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But otherwise, yes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are still not a lot of female directors or
being
female
recognized.
Camera women even. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I'm lucky on this show, BMF, that we're doing. We do get a lot of female women. And
good.
And directors. Yeah, and we've got, female camera women. And it's really, I mean, a diverse crew. So I need to be professional tomorrow, and I need to get some rest and actually know my dialogue.
Yeah, I know. But she's got to get up really early. And again, she's in Atlanta, so it's a little bit later. But Kelly Hu, thank you so much for joining.
It's been such a pleasure, and I'm so excited to be able to do this with you guys. And thank you to everybody behind the scenes who has been so professional, such great team to work with there.
Absolutely.
So thank you guys for
we're gonna
for
have
all
to come,
your hard work.
You know what, Kelly? We're all going to have to come back in person and do some more work here at the Commonwealth Club, I think. I mean, that's
absolutely
what I would love to do.
Absolutely.
Yes, and get Tamlin. Tamlin is, she's always somewhere out and about, so she's very hard to pin down, but we'll get her. So, Kelly, I love you, and I will
love
see
you too.
For the next episode. Mwah.
Okay, sis.
Okay.
Take care. Bye, guys.
Bye. Yeah. Okay, we still have time. I think somebody wanted to make a comment back here, so let's do that.
Yes.
Yay.
All right. Hi, folks. My name is Alex. I teach Tai Chi for San Francisco, for the San Francisco Recreation Parks Department.
Cool.
You know, my instructor is here based in Chinatown, and basically what I wanted to kind of open up into the grounds of is, I kind of I'm first generation immigrant. My parents moved here from the Philippines, and when I was in high school and college, I really got into the idea of holistic health, and which eventually led me to Tai Chi, right? But for the depth of holistic health, I really got into, you know, sort of like Buddhism and understanding kind of the bridge between Nepalese and Indian and sort of the connection between those two cultures, right? So whenever I see things like rah-rah-rah, right, like Bollywood style, and, you know, then I see Jackie Chan just did a movie that also involved Bollywood. Right, fusing Asia, Chinese, and Indian cultures together. So what is the general stance between, are Indians Asians or are they not Asians? That's what I'm saying. But, you know, I just wanted to understand what is, I guess, the general idea between the two cultures, because I always support both and or, but, you know, what is everyone's understanding of
it? I mean, how does everyone feel in this room about that? I mean, that's I'm a little surprised that you're asking that question, to be honest, because, you know, I'm an adjunct professor at USC as well, and I developed a new course a year and a half ago called Evolution of Asian Americans and the Media, because I wanted to start really examining the breakdown of different Asian cultures and how we've been depicted by the media throughout history. But the fact that you're still asking that question, are Indians Asian? That's really fascinating to me, because I feel like that's, yes. The answer is yes. Yes. Does anybody have any... I think that's starting to change, because that's why we have these different acronyms that keep on changing.
Right, right, right.
Like, it was API, but then it became like a PISA, and now we're saying API because that's more encompassing of all Asians without like really differentiating.
Right.
So I think it's changing. I mean, I can do a whole lecture on this as a professor. So,
Do it.
Yeah, I could.
I want to.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I would love to unpack. Like,
yeah, I think there's a lot. There's a lot to unpack.
There's still
a lot of lack of understanding for sure, and that's why we need to keep talking about these issues and educating people, including beginning with ourselves. You guys, it's amazing that my students who take my course have never been exposed to Asian American history, events, culture, diversity, all of that. So we have to start with us,
system.
And then the educational system is.
Yeah, it's all fucked up.
It's jacked, you guys. Come on. Let's go back to the show and we'll continue the conversation. I think Everything Everywhere All at Once was nominated for original screenplay. And then, of course, Best Actress and Best Picture. But those are like the last awards that are given of the night. So you got to hang tight because, you know it's going to happen, right? We all are pretty confident that it's going to happen. Okay, so Kelly's no longer with us. I have another person coming. She's on her way to sit in this chair with me, but let's see if she makes it. We'll keep it a secret for the time being. Who else has anything to say? Yes, right here.
Hi, everybody. My name is Lori, and I am a San Francisco native, born and raised. Yep. Hey, Trenton. So I think, I've been saying that Everything Everywhere All at Once is a very human movie, and I kind of just figured out what that means to me. And I think it's because growing up Asian American, as an Asian American daughter, I basically felt very boxed in. Just very, especially growing up in Chinatown in a single resident occupancy apartment, which is by itself tiny. So just everything about my life, I just felt very small. And the media basically just, between just parents and the media, that really pushes you down. And trying to but I feel so big on the inside. So I think where I've hit in my own journey personally, I'm unboxing.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
So, and I also feel like I'm traveling through the universe as I do it. And at the same time, when Everywhere came out, I was like, what the why is my life on film? That part where it's like all of a sudden, I feel like the media has pushed, it's just, we're just so crammed in there. And here comes this movie that just broke everything. And it came from Asian Americans, and it's about it has that as the I just felt oh my God, Asian Americans, here we come, we're just unboxing, and we're let us out, we're here.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so I think for me, we were talking about scenes earlier, my favorite scene in the movie is when they're standing outside of the laundry. And the mom and the daughter are talking to each other, and she's like, I would look for you anywhere. And I'm like, that's what I've been doing for the last 30-some years of my life, is I've been looking for my mom and trying to understand her and love her. And so, how is that movie about that? And also about the unboxing of Asian Americans. So I've never been more proud to be an Asian American.
Oh my God, okay. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. And speaking of, here we go. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Here we go.
And the Oscar goes to Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Daniel Kwan, Daniel Scheinert.
Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert began conceiving their screenplay in 2010, eventually organizing and narrowing down their fragmented ideas by 100.
So, who would like to say anything? Any more contributions from the audience? Was there a hand up? Oh, yes, you can contribute again.
Yeah, so I'll go a little bit out on a limb. You know, from the perspective of most of the audience here, what's happening, these changes represent opportunity, fairness, ability to be accepted, and I thought of some other things, but I've lost track of. But the one question is, what is gained by all this? By, let's point to the perceived majority historically, and I think it. You know, when I use an example from the founder of Turkey, where he observed that in his country only half of the people were contributing, and the women were X'd out, and I think as we become more accepting, and we accept even with the Academy, other countries, mm-hmm. and even within this country, we accept people from all walks of life. It's an enrichment for everyone, and a benefit, because the creativity that comes out of this is tremendous. And even pointing out Hollywood's origins were mostly hidden Jews.
Yeah,
were not perceived as being Jewish, but they were able to contribute. They were immigrants. And there were people who otherwise were having difficulties.
Yes, but that's why often they changed their names, mm-hmm. so that they wouldn't be identified as Jewish, right?
Yeah.
So that's the difference between minorities who we can't change the way we look. This is what we look like, right?
Yeah.
Versus others who can actually...
just blend in.
Yes, exactly. But I'm glad you brought this up, because I was having an interesting conversation with somebody earlier today at this event about all of our successes, right? And with Everything Everywhere All at Once, if this happens, it's a huge success, right? But the fear, and I have this fear, is that are we then going to be perceived by the majority, still the majority, as, oh, see, they're good. They're good. We're done. The racism, you know, representation box has now been checked. So we move on, right? And there's no other concern or worry. I have a concern about that, I have to admit. I'm worried that all of this fanfare, well-deserved, of course, is going to then say to the majority and those who think that, oh, you know, why are they're getting all the special attention anyway, that they're going to say, yeah, see, you're fine now. You're fine. So that's a little bit of a concern of mine. Yeah. Over here. Yes.
Here, I'll come in over here. I just say we just keep focusing on our excellency and our amazingness and keep making more films.
Exactly. And other things too. Yes. Okay.
Absolutely right about that, because this actually has been going on in the education side, where Asians are getting reverse discriminated out of the top schools.
Right.
And, you know, I'm Cal alumni, proud Cal alumni, and that's been happening there at the Ivy Leagues. And this has been happening since the 80s.
It's the affirmative action talking about, yes.
Reverse affirmative action.
Right.
So definitely we need to keep
We have to stay vigilant, you guys. You know, we cannot rest on our laurels and say, oh, we've arrived, we're fine. You know, there's still that... you know, issue that we need to keep on pushing. So, okay, we're going to go back to the show. We'll continue this conversation.
And the Oscar goes to Everything Everywhere All at Once, Paul Rogers.
Editor Paul Rogers met the Daniels, directors of Everything Everywhere All at Once, at Daniel Scheinert's birthday party.
And the Oscar goes to Everything Everywhere All at Once, Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert.
Known collectively as the Daniels, Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert met while studying at Emerson College in Boston. They began their career as music video directors.
Okay, so it looks like a near sweep. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx it. But lead actor and actress are coming up, and then best picture. So it kind of looks like we're get the brooms out. Yes, yes. How exciting! That was really moving, right? I mean, that's it. It is the immigrant story. It is this dream of coming here, and our parents make the sacrifice for a better life, right? And they do it because they love us. And the movie represented that idea of, you know, the love may not be overt, right? It's not Western style. We don't say I love you in Asian culture, right? But it's said in different ways. Have you eaten today? Right? That's a popular thing to do, right? Are you getting enough sleep? I mean, those are the ways that Asians show their love. And this movie brilliantly kind of, you know, brought that together, of that story of a mother-daughter love, of a family's love, and the sacrifices that they make. That's why it resonates so much with everyone, not just Asians. It's everyone, right? It's that family love that we have. I mean, again, let's continue with what you were talking about, seriously. So, yeah, no, I mean, I think it is important to talk about the sacrifices we make and what we have to fight through, especially as Asian women.
Well, I was going to say also that I think we all bear the responsibility of what our immigrant parents have sacrificed for us. And I would say that's something that will probably continue to weigh on me for the rest of my life, and something I hope passes down to if I were to have kids, that, you know, because there's this sense of responsibility and value. But yeah, I guess going back to what were we talking about before?
I can't remember. Now I'm like all like discombobulated. Is there anybody who wants to make a comment out there while we're still in the break? Anybody? Yeah? No, we're good. Are we? No. Here? Over here? Yes? Jason? Okay. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Jason. I just wanted to share a moment back when they had the screening from A24 at the Castro Theater. During that time, we were all waiting in line, everyone had masks, and we just got in, and there was full of people, crowds and thousands of people in there. And as we were watching the movie, I think everyone was laughing, crying, sniffling through their masks, and that moment just gave me chills. Just having everyone being there and getting those feelings, especially the rock scene where everyone's just like, it's so dead quiet, and then you see the first word text, and everyone's cracking up, like, what's going on with this movie? And that movie really changed my perspective of, like, watching through Asians through media, and I grew up watching YouTubers, Wanford Productions, or yes, Ryan Higa, and all that stuff, and seeing a movie that really changed the whole Asian American for the future of everything. But yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We're not pigeonholed. We're seen as full human beings with different experiences, right? We're not all crazy rich Asians, right? Yeah. We're not all successful. We're not all, you know, living in the lap of luxury. There is a huge income disparity. We have actually the biggest income disparity of any ethnic community in the United States, and people don't realize that. Yes, there's another comment over here. Ooh, we're going back. I want to make sure we don't miss a crucial award, so let's hold that thought.
And the Oscar goes to Michelle Yeoh.
As a child, Michelle Yeoh studied to become a ballet dancer, and despite her illustrious career in action films, has no formal training in martial arts.
And the Oscar goes to Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Thank you.
nominated for 11 Academy Awards. Everything Everywhere All at Once won 7 Oscars tonight for Actor in a Supporting Role, Actress in a Supporting Role, Original Screenplay, Film Editing, Directing, Actress in a Leading Role, and Best Picture.
This was an amazing night! And
history has been made.
And this
is our time.
She finally made it. Awesome, hilarious comedian, but she finally made it. We were crying up here.
We were crying, and I think sitting here with Maylee, I love you so much, and you know, we root for, thank you for everything you do for our community, Maylee, and it's just amazing sitting here with you, and we witness our Michelle Yu,
yeah,
and our Everything Everywhere at Once,
yeah,
and I met Daniels a few times. It's amazing. It's our time. It is finally our time. Mm-hmm. They cannot ignore us anymore, and we no longer want to be dehumanized anymore.
Yes, and invisibilized. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So let's show our power. I'm so happy that we got to celebrate in this way, because this is truly history. But let's keep the momentum going,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We don't want to be a blip.
No.
Let's not let it be a blip in history, and then it all goes back to whatever it was before. We want to keep this momentum going.
Yes, I was just talking to Michelle Goh's father. Her daughter was murdered when my daughter turned 1 month old. And I will spend the rest of my life to make sure she does not die in vain. And I want people to understand that Michelle Goh will be the name to protect all of the beautiful Asian women from any kind of hate crime. And Michelle Yu is the inspiration that we can do anything we want. We can be anybody we want.
At any age.
At any age.
At any age.
At
we
any
are not
age.
Past our prime. My birthday is in 2 weeks. I'm going to turn 57. So, you know,
that's the prime.
Rock on.
That is a prime.
It's the prime.
That
We're
is a prime.
In our prime. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was very miserable when I was younger. I'm older now. I'm happier. I think the older. When I was young, I didn't know I can actually, you know, I didn't know my value is defined by myself. I let society, anybody else tell me what I'm worth. Now I know I can be anything I want. And I think the older I am, the happier I am. And
yes.
I'm proud to be an Asian woman.
Yes!
I'm so proud to be an Asian woman.
Yes, and a fucking hilarious Asian woman.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, I'll just add that to the mix. Oh my God, Jerry, I'm glad you finally made it. Thank you so much for making the effort.
Anything for you, Maylee. Oh, you are the godmother of empowerment. You set the example so high for us. And thank you for inspiring Asian girls. Thank you for everything you do.
You're so welcome, but thank you so much. But I'm not going to take all the credit, because we're all doing the work together.
Yes,
that's
we are all doing it together. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Asians
thank
are
you.
Strong.
Oh
thank
my gosh.
You. Asians are strong.
Thank you so much. This was incredible. What a historic night.
That is,
good night from the Commonwealth
night.
Club. Good
thank
night
you
from
so much.
Shoes Off Inside. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.